Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, my name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. Today we are heading into the direction of nutrition. As you know, we always kind of go over different things, fitness, nutrition, wellness, sometimes some business. But today we actually have a question that came in from Sarah, who is from BC. And she wrote in asking about, why is everyone so nuts over coconuts? I know it sounds kind of weird. Amanda, do you love coconuts?
I do love coconuts, but I've got to be honest. I mean, I'm actually excited about this podcast as well, because for me, I mean, I know sort of some basics around coconut oil and coconuts, but I don't know a ton. So this is actually like very like interesting to me as well, because it'll also be a learning.
For sure. And I mean, mostly today on the podcast, we're going to talk about coconut oil. And so when I did write back to Sarah, when she said, why is everyone so nuts over coconuts? I did write back asking her, you know, do you mean coconuts in general or coconut oil? And she was talking about mostly coconut oil. So As we all know, and unless you're kind of living under a rock over the last few years, coconut oil has kind of become that big, you know, popular superfood trend of the last few years. Like, have you seen it around a lot, Amanda?
Yeah, for sure. No, I mean, I buy it and I use it. And I know some of the benefits to it. And, you know, like I know that for me, I actually really like using it for cooking stir fries, because I like making curries and things like that. And I just find, rather than having to use coconut milk or anything like that, it just kind of adds a little bit of extra flavor to it. Because I usually use just like water and coconut oil as my base. I'm very boring.
No, you're not.
Well, no, I just try to keep it a little lighter, you know, but I find, I've seen it everywhere. I mean, like they have it at bulk food stores. They have it at, like regular grocery stores, at Costco, which is like our Canadian version of like the, I guess, Sam's Club, I think in the US, but,
Costco in the US, I'm pretty sure.
Do they? Yeah, actually, I think they do too now. I think I'm just like dating myself. Yeah, no, I see it everywhere. And like I said, I use it, but I use it primarily just for cooking. That's why I find this podcast so interesting today, because I know that we are going to be talking about different uses and also just like the benefits behind it, rather than just kind of like buying it because it's sort of, you know, out there and you know you should. It's better to really understand why.
Well, yeah, and that's what we're going to kind of go through today. So like, what is coconut oil? Why is it awesome? How to select a coconut oil? Because what ends up happening is when anything becomes popular, and we've seen this with, you know, with coconut oil, we've also seen it with things like when soy became really popular.
Like nut butters.
Yeah, when almond milk became popular. What ends up happening is, you know, the original one is usually done and processed properly at a higher grade. But when all these companies see that people have this interest in a product, they end up making it cheaper and faster, and they cut corners, which ends up changing the nutritional value of the food and also the way we digest it. So we want to make sure that we're buying the best quality ones.
For sure.
So let's get right into it. Okay. So first of all, what is coconut oil? So coconut oil, it's actually the edible oil that's extracted from the kernel or the meat of mature coconuts. So it's a really awesome oil because it is higher in saturated fat. So we hear a lot about saturated fat, and actually, interesting enough, you know, it's always had a bad rap. Whenever we hear saturated fat, we automatically think like heart disease, heart attacks, always like a lot of negative words come to mind. And the first thing that when you have high cholesterol, a lot of times they tell you is to eat a diet that's lower in saturated fat. Now, over recent years, of course, there's been a lot more studies that have come out, and they're showing that saturated fat is actually not the culprit towards heart disease and all of these other health issues. It's actually more of the trans fats, more of the fats that have been altered from their state. Because saturated fat, it's still a natural fat. It's just usually harder, a little bit harder for our body to break down because it is more dense.
Mm-hmm.
So coconut oil, while it is a saturated fat, it actually is a very healthy saturated fat. And that's because it is, it's a medium chain fatty acid. So this is our little science lesson. So essentially what ends up happening, there is saturated fats, there are very long chains. And that's just when you look at, like, you know, when you look at a molecule and you see, like, in back in science class, when it's like all those little kind of dots put together and it's very long, they're like a weird looking structure. They look kind of cool.
I do remember that, even though I didn't do well in science.
No, I didn't either, but once getting to nutrition, you know, learning all this stuff again, it's really actually, it makes a lot more sense when you're applying it to something that you actually really are interested in. You know what I mean? So basically what ends up happening is there's different chains of fats. So any long chain fats that are found in plant-based oils, excuse me, a lot of times that they are a lot harder for our body to digest. So, any fats are pretty much, they take a long time for our body to digest, but medium chain fatty acids that are found in coconut oil, they only go through a three-step process to be turned into fuel by our body, as opposed to other fats that go through a 26-step process to get burned. So as we eat them, our body breaks them down way quicker and we can use it for energy as opposed to storing it for fat.
Interesting. Yeah, no, it totally makes sense.
So medium chain fatty acids, they end up being, which is coconut oil, they end up being easier to digest. They're not stored as fat. They're also what's called antimicrobial and antifungal. So this means that basically what they do is it kills bacteria and pathogens that are in your body. And that could be in your body or outside of your body. So when we look at some of the uses for coconut oil, you'll see why that's kind of, you know, a little bit important to know.
And sorry, Laura, to interrupt. Obviously, I understand what bacteria is, but what's pathogens?
It's basically like, I like to think of it almost as like foreign invaders in your body.
Okay. So it's similar to bacteria or like viruses, that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's okay, somebody cool. else that's coming in that's going to be causing, wreaking some havoc. So we want it out.
Got it.
So also medium chain fatty acids are smaller. They're much smaller in size. So this, what ends up happening is it's easier for the cells to use them for immediate energy. Because the larger the fat globules, the harder they are to kind of break down. And then also medium chain fatty acids, they're processed by the liver, which means, like I was saying, that they're immediately turned into energy, and our body can use them really efficiently instead of being stored for fat. Because we got to think about the foods we eat. They're not just, you know, a caloric intake. They're not just, you know, just because something's high in calories, it's going to be, just because something is like healthy for you doesn't mean that you're going to break it down the most efficiently. Do you know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
There's different things that we eat, our body. It's all based on how we digest, how we assimilate, how we excrete all of these things, what we absorb. It's not just actually the foods that we eat. So that's why with coconut oil, it's great because our body can really knows how to kind of break it down.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's a little bit about like, what is coconut oil? It's also made up of, well, also in terms of the medium chain fatty acids, it's also made up of three types of medium chain fatty acids. And these are important because, again, these acids are really great in healing properties for your body. So they're caprylic acid. I can never say these. You know, certain science words and they're like tongue twisters.
That's how I am with my Sanskrit.
Oh, I'm like, sometimes I say something, it's the same thing as saying like exception. I don't know why I always say like accession, and I'm like, can I speak properly? So caprylic acid, lauric acid, and capric acid. So like I said, that's important to know because these are the things that are also really, they're really healing acids. And lauric acid is only also found in breast milk. So think about breast milk as the healthiest food in the entire world, pretty much. So it's really important to get that in because in our diet, because we don't get it from any other foods. So how how have you used coconut oil, Amanda? Like, how have you used it?
Well, like I was saying, I primarily use it just for cooking purposes because I don't really know what else to use it for. I mean, I know obviously I used it to replace any kind of other oil bases for cooking. I don't use a ton of oils as it is. Like, it's just, I just don't normally cook with a lot of oils. I do a lot of slow cooker meals, so I don't need a lot of oils in my cooking. But when I do, I definitely use coconut oil versus any kind of olive oils now. And that's just because of, you know, understanding that there is a little bit more from a nutrients standpoint, there's a little bit more involved and it's a little bit healthier for me. But again, I wasn't totally aware of like all the different reasons why it's healthier for me. So all of this, you know, the background behind what it is really interesting to me because now I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I had no idea that it's, you know, antimicrobial and antifungal and all of these things, because that just makes it even more interesting to me to continue to use.
Well, and the thing too is like, you don't want to stick with one type of oil because olive oil also has really awesome properties too. You know what I mean? Like all of those oils, like coconut oil, and this is one thing I want to say as well, because I know everyone right now, like I was saying, is nuts for coconuts, but there are so many other awesome oils out there that have, you know, amazing properties as well and have great benefits. So I always think it's good to rotate through different oils. You know what I mean? Like coconut oil is not the best one. It just has there's a lot of other properties that we're learning about over the last while. But I do like, it is still good to go between, you know, and depending on what you're doing, because the thing with fats is that they are very sensitive to heat, light, and air. Right. And that changes the properties of them. So depending on what you're doing with a fat, you want to, like if you're cooking with a fat, there's certain fats that you want to use, coconut oil being one of them, because it has a generally high smoke point at about 350 degrees. And a smoke point basically means that once it reaches that point, you know, when if you're cooking in, you know, your frying pan, it starts to smoke. Right. It also is kind of when, you know, oils will change their structure and start to go rancid. And you don't want to eat fats that have gone rancid because our body, then they're basically toxic in our body. But then when you're looking at, like I was saying, they're sensitive to heat, light, and air, something like if you're going to do, use like a flax oil, flax is very, its structure is very, very sensitive. So you'd never want to cook with flax oil because it will go bad right away. That would be an oil you use more for like a dressing and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we'll put something on our website about what oils are good for what.
I was going to say a chart would be like super perfect, I think, to like kind of break down what is the ideal scenario for each of them.
Yeah, because I mean, and you'll read things that, you know, everyone has different opinions on things. I just always think that, you know, when you're going with more of the seed-based oils like chia seed, flax seed, hemp seed, those are the ones that you want to just use as dressings, use as dips. You know, you do not heat those at all. When you're doing something that's more of a, it's got a stronger structure, and those are usually the saturated fats, like butter, lard, ghee, coconut oil, things like that. Those are the ones that are better for cooking because they can withstand that higher heat.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting because, you know, at first I didn't know this, and, you know, I would be cooking with like avocado oil, which does have a higher, avocado oil is pretty good for a smoke point, but still, like, you know, so much more of the health properties you get out of it when you're eating it just cold.
Right.
But yeah, so that's one way coconut oil can be used. It's for cooking. Like you said, you use it for cooking.
I heard too that you can also like use it, like a lot of people use it for like raw, like just to eat it. Like they'll put it on toast or they'll pour it over popcorn or things like that. Have you done that?
Oh yeah, it's delicious on popcorn because it does have, I mean, the thing is when we get to the point about how to pick the right coconut oil, this will make a little bit more sense, but you know, you do want one that has a coconutty flavor because that means that it's more in its natural form.
I was going to say, it's probably like, yeah, it probably just means that it's more like, if you can't taste coconut oil in your coconut oil, I mean, if you can't taste coconut in your coconut oil, it's probably so processed that it's just like, I don't even know what's in it anymore.
Exactly. You're like, okay, this is what?
Yeah.
but yeah, like a lot of times people like, And it's great. It's great for vegans too, because vegans, they don't eat any animal products. So butter and things like that are out. So when you're looking for something, you know, for a spread on toast, or even I make on our blog, we have a chocolate spread that we make with coconut oil. You know, it's really great to use that instead of butter in a lot of things. So anything you think about using butter, you can use coconut oil. The only thing is you've got to kind of like that coconut taste. The other thing a lot of people do as well is, I don't know if you've heard about bulletproof coffee.
I have, but I don't drink coffee, as you know, so I've never tried it. I don't really know a lot about it. I've just heard of it. I think maybe even from you.
Yeah. So a lot of people, they do it that they put, it's actually bulletproof coffee though, is grass-fed butter in coffee. And, just again, to get in those really great healthy fats, because we don't eat enough fat. For years and years, we were so afraid of fats. And a lot
totally.
Of
totally. Well, we were told to remember Susan Powder and like stop the insanity. It was all about like no
fat. Makes you fat.
Yeah, I remember because you and I were like really into that stop the insanity. Not like into the program. We were just so like obsessed with the idea of what she was talking about.
Well, and the thing was, it was such a great marketing ploy because it made so much sense. You know what I mean? Like to people, because people were like, yes, fat makes you fat. And we've turned the word fat, like being fat, into such a negative word that even when we talk about foods, you know, and fat is one of the three macronutrients, and it has been forever, and we need it. Like, it's so important, especially for women, to our overall hormonal health, our hormonal balance, to our brain health, to so totally. Many things.
Which, as a side note, I'm sorry, I'm going to add on to that, just to, you know, the whole thing about like getting rid of fat, and then also all that fat-free stuff, all those fat-free products that are out there right now, and like not just now, but like even before, and they continue to be. I highly recommend to anyone listening that you choose the full fat versions. Do you agree or disagree, Laura? Because I think anything that is like the low fat or no fat is basically just in order for it to still have a sort of similar flavor and a similar texture or whatever the case may be, is now filled with other additives, chemicals, more sugars, and all of that. So really, you're not actually doing yourself any favors.
Oh, completely. Because when you take something out, you have to put something back in. So when you take out the fat, you have to put something back in to make it taste good. And usually that is sugar, that is salt, and that is some sort of chemicals. And right. That's where it's funny, because even, I know we're getting a little off topic, but we're just going down a little fat rabbit hole.
We digress.
We're going a little fat rabbit hole, but this is important for people to understand, is because what ended up happening during that whole kind of era of Susan Powder, of, you know, fat makes you fat, was everyone jumped on that bandwagon. And during that time, like we were just saying, you know, you got to take something out, which is when you're taking out the fat, you got to put something back in. So during that time, we were eating so much carbohydrates and sugar, which is really hard on our blood sugar. And that is when the obesity epidemic went wildfire, was when we took out all the fats, because everything became so processed. And we were eating so many carbohydrates that it's really not good for us. Like fat, I know a lot of people too who eat almost 70% of their diet comes from fat.
Mm-hmm.
They do about 20% from protein and only 10% from carbohydrates. I'm not saying that's the best way to eat. It's known as, you know, a ketogenic diet. But for a lot of people, that really like works for their body type. They have tons of energy. They're mentally clear. Because again, fats have so much to do with brain health that they find that really, really works instead of being on a heavier carb diet. So anyways, that was kind of the big roundabout reason why we want to eat our fats.
Yes.
but thinking back to coconut oil, specifically as a fat that we love, but I also love butter. Like grass-fed butter is one of the best things for you. There's so many nutrients in butter that we have given it such a bad rap as well. But yeah, so for the bulletproof coffee of putting the butter, you know, the grass-fed butter in the coffee, you can also do it with coconut oil. So stir in a tablespoon of coconut oil in your coffee in the morning. It's going to help to make you feel fuller longer. It's also going to give you that, you know, kick of healthy fats, and it's a great energy source for the day.
And does it taste good?
Yeah, if you think about when you drink cream in your coffee, it's that kind of fat taste on your tongue a lot of people like. So it's very similar to that.
Cool. Again, I don't drink it, but I just, you know, I want to make sure that we're not recommending something that's going to just taste super weird.
Yeah, you could also put it in your herbal tea too, like a chai tea or something like that. Just stir it in because it'll just turn into liquid. Like you'll see it sitting on the top of your tea or coffee a little bit. But the other thing a lot of people that don't think to use coconut oil for is beauty. Like instead of using all these chemically filled products, you actually can substitute coconut oil for a lot of things. You can use it as an eye makeup remover. You can use it as shaving cream. It's amazing as shaving cream. And it makes your legs and your skin super soft. It's an awesome moisturizer. It's an awesome hair mask. It's an awesome massage oil. Like there's pretty much so many things that you can do with it. Like any beauty kind of regime. Again, you got to test it out though if you have super sensitive skin. But I have super sensitive skin and I use coconut oil on my face and I don't break out.
Do you find that, and this, again, it's just like a general question, but do you find that, does it ever make your skin really oily just because of the oil base to it?
Sometimes yes, but I find it does dry. Like it does dry quite well. But what I'll do sometimes too is I'll put it on my face. And then instead of just leaving the straight coconut on my face, then I will use like a washcloth and I'll just wash it, like, you know, wipe it off kind of. But then it still is like going into your skin. So I find, you know, if it's summertime, like if it's wintertime, I kind of load up on it. But summertime, I go a little bit lighter. But my kind of rule of thumb when it comes to any beauty products, and I know we've talked about this in past podcasts, is that you don't want to put things on your skin that you would not put in your mouth. Because our skin is one of our major detoxifying systems. And also you have to think whatever is, you know, inside of us comes out through our skin, through sweat and so on. But also whatever we put on our skin comes inside of us because it gets absorbed. So, you know, if you're going to be putting all these creams on your skin that are like benzoyl peroxide, niacin, whatever, number 9, like, would you eat that? No. So go for more natural things on the skin, like coconut oil, like sesame oil, avocado oil. And there's also so many essential oils now that you can get to make things smell nice that are all natural. But it's a really great way, especially because a lot of those creams too are those hormone disruptors that we talked about before as well.
I wonder if there's, do you know if there's any lines out there that are like skin creams or anything that is actually made with coconut oil as the base? Like any specific, like not, so then it's not just straight up coconut oil, but it has that as the main base and still is all natural, but just has other things added to it. Do you know?
I don't know one specifically, but there's definitely more that are coming out, you know, because there is the need for it and people want it. People want to have that option. They want to know, you know, even recently, well, it wasn't that recently now, but remember the Johnson & Johnson case where that woman with the talcum powder, you know, there's just things now we're so much more aware of what we are putting onto our bodies because we're now connecting the dots that also affects our health, not just how much we exercise, not just what we eat, not just how much stress we have, you know what I mean? It also...
Of course.
All of these things play a part. And
I think about this all the time now.
I know, especially for you being pregnant, you know, it changes your perspective on a lot of things. But there is a great website called the Environmental Working Group, EWG.com. And you can go on there and put in the names of any products. They're the people who do also the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 when it comes to which fruits and vegetables to buy organic versus not, if you're going to invest your dollars. But they also, on their site, they review all beauty products, all sunscreens, everything. And so you can go on, put in the name of whatever product you're looking at, and it will give you a rating based on, you know, what it comes up as dangerous in, if it's approved by them. And it's a really great kind of site to go through if you're starting to look into that kind of stuff.
That's awesome. Now, for all of our listeners out there, if there isn't any kind of beauty products that are made with some coconut oil as a base, that could be your $1 million idea.
Exactly.
But anyone in the beauty industry, go for it.
Yeah. Just make sure though, that's one of those things. And a lot of people make their own actually now, like there's a huge, like,
you know, of course,
DIY. And I look at all these people on Pinterest and I just have Pinterest envy because like, I'm one of those people that I make anything and it never looks like these damn Pinterest pictures. Like, I'm like, what the heck? But if you go on Pinterest, you can find a ton of like awesome beauty cream ideas with coconut oil as a base or jojoba oil and different things like that that are natural.
Cool.
Another thing that coconut oil can be used for that we don't think about is for sexy time.
Really?
Yeah. So
it's, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it's all natural.
Well, yeah. And it's a great alternative as a lubricant. And I actually have a friend who she was constantly getting bacterial infections, in her lady parts and like nonstop. And she couldn't understand why. And then her doctor was like, oh, you know, do you use a type of lubricant? And I can't remember the specific one she used, but it was kind of like along the lines of like KY jelly kind of thing.
One of the generic kind of ones.
Yeah. And so she was like, oh my God, you know, but obviously like for her, she needed to have an alternative. And she was talking to a natural medicine, like a friend of ours who's into natural medicine. And she said, you know, try coconut oil. The only thing is though, is that if you are using condoms, it will break them because it is oil based. But ever since she started using it, she's never had a bacterial infection again.
Hmm.
Because again, it's antimicrobial, antifungal. So a lot of times we don't think, you know, oh, it's an oil. Like, but again, if you're not going to put it in your mouth, don't put it on your skin, don't put it on your lady parts. because there's, you know, our body wants to be in a natural balance. So it is actually a really great alternative for sex. I always, whenever I talk about this though, I always want to say as well, if though, again, you do use condoms and do decide to use coconut oil, I'm not responsible for any pregnancies if they do happen. My disclaimer. And then the other thing too, and coconut oil as well, it's like, it can be used for a ton of random things as well. So
it's like the be all end all.
It is. It's like my Big Fat Greek Wedding where they've got the Windex. And you know how he sprays Windex to like cure anything, clean anything, you know, he sprays it on cuts. It's like, that's kind of
what's like the husband.
Yeah.
It's like, Windex, not with coconut oil.
But it actually like, it takes stains out of your furniture. And if you wash it right afterwards, it won't leave an oil stain. You can use it on scabs or on scars, like to help heal them quicker and to make scars go away. You can use it on sunburnt skin, like after the burn, the sting is out, to help it heal a lot faster. So there are so many other things that you can use it for other than just cooking. And again, going back to that mentality of it's making sure that your whole environment, not just, you know, what we're putting in our bodies or on our bodies, but our whole environment is a lot cleaner, safer, less chemicals, you know, even stain remover for your furniture that has chemicals that you're breathing in. So using something like coconut oil, it's again, it's all natural. So you're taking that chemical out of your life.
No, for sure.
And I always remember there's someone who once told me, and I've said this for years and years, that you should always have 3 jars of coconut oil. So one in your cupboard for, one in your kitchen for cooking, one in your bathroom for, you know, hair, skin, and then one in your bedroom for sexy time. And you don't need anything else. Think about how much money you save.
Okay, so now we should talk about, why don't you tell us, Laura, about the types of coconut oils to pick? Because I think now that we've kind of given them our listeners an idea of like what it's about and then also how it can be used. Now they need to know, how do they choose the right one?
Well, okay. So now, like I was saying in the beginning, because coconut oil has become so popular, everyone's making it and they're making it in all different versions. So you're seeing like, you know, deodorized, non-deodorized, refined, unrefined, blah, blah, blah. Like there's so many.
Super confusing.
Completely. So the thing is, first of all, you want to look for virgin coconut oil versus refined. Now, sometimes you'll see extra virgin, but when it comes to coconut oil doesn't have the same thing as olive oil, like extra virgin olive oil, virgin olive oil. If someone's marketing it as extra virgin coconut oil, it's just marketing words. So virgin coconut oil is enough. And really what that means is that the oil is generally, it's unprocessed. So it hasn't been bleached. It hasn't been deodorized. So when it's deodorized, that's when they take the coconut scent out of it. And you'll see that a lot now. Because a lot of times people will be like, oh, you can get this deodorized coconut oil to cook with, and you won't have the coconut flavor in your food, because some people don't like the coconut flavor.
Right. So no, totally.
So when you're looking and you get the virgin coconut oil, it means it hasn't been bleached, it hasn't been deodorized, and it hasn't been refined. Now, when we say refined, refined means obviously that it's been changed from its natural state. So when any grain is refined or any food is refined, it changes the way that it's changed from its natural state, and it changes the way that it breaks down in our bodies as well. So pretty much point number one, look for virgin versus refined. The second thing is you're going to see a lot of times expeller pressed or cold pressed. So that's the most commonly processing of how they get the oil out of the coconut. Expeller pressed, it's a mechanical process and it extracts the oils from, you know, pretty much getting out any oil, like seed, nuts. But what it does is it uses a really high pressure and heat. And expeller press is usually used for more of the refined oils. So like I said, changed from their structure. You want to look for ones that are cold pressed. And you'll see that a lot. Virgin cold pressed coconut oil. So cold pressed, they're still expeller pressed because you do need to be able to get that oil out. But what ends up happening is it's actually done in a heat controlled environment. So they keep the temperatures lower because, as I said earlier, fats are sensitive to heat, light, and air. So when you go to a high heat, that's when things get dangerous. That's when you're changing the structure. And that's when they can become rancid or trans fats are made, and our body does not like those at all. So cold press means that, yes, it's going through that process, but it's heat controlled. The temperature is lower, below about 49 degrees Celsius.
So there's like care taken in the actual processing.
Exactly. And it doesn't, because they aren't going that high heat, it's not the integrity and all the nutritional value of the coconut oil is going to stay in place. So
virgin, cold pressed, and organic.
Yes. So always buy an organic if you can. So virgin, cold pressed, organic, and lastly, in a glass jar. You're going to see so many coconut oils now coming in plastic. And we want to avoid plastics at all costs, because remember, they're those hormone disruptors, but also especially when it comes to fats, because fats are conductors and they grab onto toxins. That's why even in our bodies, if you carry a lot of extra body fat and you start to lose weight very quickly, a lot of times you'll feel very sick, or if you do like a detox, because if you have a lot of fat, toxins like to live in that fat. That's where they go. Pretty much in our bodies. So a lot of times if you're losing weight really quickly, you'll feel sick because you're also releasing a lot of toxins. So when you have your coconut oil in a plastic jar versus a glass jar, it ends up sucking in all of those BPAs and the toxins, and that is now in your coconut oil. So go for a glass jar.
Yeah, totally.
I know. And it's funny. Like these are things, I mean, and a lot of times we don't know this stuff because no one's telling us, you know, and we just assume that always the food marketers or manufacturers have our best interests at heart, but they don't. And this is where we all have to be empowered and educated on our own and know these things to make the best choices for ourselves and our families.
You know, that's like a huge conversation that my husband and I have often, is just about how, you know, because he gets so frustrated with the idea that, you know, if manufacturers know that putting something in a plastic jar versus a glass jar is actually going to cause potential health issues in people, how can they legally be allowed to do those things? I mean, that's a much bigger topic, but it's just so frustrating to know that and to understand it. Like the way that you just explained it totally makes sense to me. I understand it, and I understand why glass. I mean, I always choose glass versus plastic anyways, but to understand why and how the chemicals can actually get into the fats within the oil and then you consume it, like, I wouldn't have known why. I just would know to do that. But now knowing why, it makes me even more pissed, you know?
Well, totally. And we have to think too, is that even if it is a small amount, you know, these things build up over time. And we talk a lot in nutrition about, you know, your barrel, like your barrel of health. And we all have a different kind of overflow point, you know, and that's when disease happens. So depending on, you know, genetics and our lifestyle and the way we take care of ourselves and our emotional state, everyone has a different, you know, size of barrel. But once you overflow that barrel and you're going into the place of disease, it's all these small things that kind of add up over time. So any little thing you can do to keep your barrel, you know, from overflowing, then it's amazing. And we don't think about these other things a lot of times, like the glass, like the cell phones, like the creams, like all of this stuff. And we're wondering why, you know, suddenly we have cancer out of nowhere, we're sick out of nowhere, we're depressed, but we're doing all these other things right. Sometimes it's the things we don't really recognize, right?
For sure.
So, okay. What else to note about coconut oil for our Sarah, who is why is everyone nuts over coconuts? Just make sure that before you buy, do a little bit of research with the brand that you're going to use. You know, just go on Google, read some reviews. There's a lot of great reviews sites for different types of oils. Because like I said, the more popular things become, the cheaper, less effective, more processed they are. So spend your dollars and invest in the good stuff. Don't just buy the crappy coconut oil in the plastic jar off of, you know, the grocery store shelf. Because again, those fats, you can get a lot of health benefits from them. But if you're not buying a good quality one, they're probably highly processed and you're not going to get any value for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
Also remember, even though it is a healthy food, and this is again, our mentality, we always think more is better. As soon as we think, oh, you know, coconut oil is great, next thing you know, we're eating it in spoonfuls nonstop and putting it on everything. It is still very high in calories. So fats are very calorically dense, which means they provide, calories are just energy. They provide a lot of energy in a very small amount. So one tablespoon has about 121 calories. And, you know, if you're eating suddenly 3 tablespoons of coconut oil along with your breakfast, then you're going to be consuming a lot more calories. And if you're not using those as energy and burning them off, then, you know, you could end up gaining weight down the road. And we want to maintain our weight as well. So just portion control.
For sure. And to add to that, one of the things I want to mention, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but whenever I cook with it, so not specifically for any of the other uses, but specifically for cooking with it, I find that a little goes a long way. Like if you use just a little bit, because it dissolves so quickly and it actually disperses really well, I find it's like you don't actually need a lot. So just, I mean, pay attention to that. Start with small. And then if you feel like you need to add a little bit more, add a little bit more. It's easier to add than it is to take away.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, and you know, even then, just still don't be afraid of fats. Like don't be afraid of having fats. And it's still crazy how many women I know are still really afraid of fats. Like, but for us, they're so important and they're going to keep you looking young too. We all like that. But for our people out there who are allergic or intolerant to coconuts, because coconut is pretty high. There's a lot of people who are allergic to it.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are some alternatives that you can use. So you can still get, you know, health benefits, but you're not going to the processed world. You can also try what's called palm shortening or palm oil. That is more of a vegan because it's plant-based. But if you do eat animal products, then going for lard, grass-fed butter, tallow, again, any of the fats that are solid at room temperature, like coconut oil, because coconut oil is solid at room temperature at 24 degrees Celsius and higher is when it turns to liquid. And it's funny right now because it's summertime. So in my house, I know what the temperature is because I just look at my coconut oil, whether it's liquid or not. You know, like I'm like turning into the weather whisperer with my coconut oil. But yeah, those are some good alternatives instead of coconut oil. And then for the liquid version of coconut oil, because when you use it as liquid, you can also use things like avocado oil or organic sesame oil. Anytime that you're doing any of that, you need a liquid fat, and they're also great for skincare as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I hope that with that, I know we kind of went on a few different tangents, and we talked about Susan Powder and all this other stuff, but I hope that that really helps you guys understand coconut oil a little bit more. If you're wondering why it's good to use it, how you can use it, some of the health benefits of it. I always like to think of it, because it has so many healing properties, in addition to all the benefits of being a healthy fat, that it's almost like, you know, you're helping heal your body from the inside out when you eat it. So it's really great to add into stuff. But I hope that this podcast has really helped some people maybe understand coconut oil a little bit more and give it a go if they haven't, or how to select the right ones if they are using it and maybe aren't too sure which ones to buy and stuff like that.
No, for sure. I'm happy that we did this, because I feel like I learned a lot as well, just in terms of other uses, and especially the whole idea of, you know, how to buy, which ones to buy, I think is really important. So this is very helpful.
Yay. Well, I'm happy you enjoyed it. So Amanda, what is your big takeaway from today?
I think my biggest takeaway for me personally, and what I think the listeners should really, you know, pay attention to, is the one about how to buy coconut oil. So remembering that virgin, cold pressed, organic, and in a glass jar. I think that the biggest thing that hit me was like what I was saying about how, you know, in the plastics, how it actually takes on, like the fat will actually take in those toxins out of the plastic, and then you're putting it into your bodies. So if the only thing that you can find is virgin and it's in a glass jar, maybe it's not organic, buy it anyways. It's going to be better than the plastic one.
Totally. I think that's definitely an important takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
And my important takeaway that I kind of took from today, I just like to really get people thinking about not just the nutrition side of eating things, but how to utilize non-toxic things in other ways on your body. So again, thinking about coconut oil as not just something you eat, but something that you can use as a moisturizer instead of putting all those chemicals on your skin. And just remembering that whatever, like, don't put something in your mouth that you would not put on your skin. No, don't put something in your skin you would not put in your mouth. Yeah, so that's kind of my biggest takeaway for everyone today. Think about, you know, natural alternatives, coconut oil being one of them.
Awesome.
Okay, so with that, we are wrapping this baby up. Of course, you can always hit us up on Facebook, Fit Chicks Bootcamp. It's at Fit Chicks Bootcamp, or on Twitter, Instagram, at Fit Chicks. And if you have any topics you want us to talk about or cover, you can always reach us at info@fitchicks.ca, as well as head over to our website at fitchicks.com. Okay, thanks everybody. Have an amazing day.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.